Saints, we've got a great update from the Philippines with Brother Alan Abayan and the beautiful saints that he labors with in the Philippines. I am close friends with Alan and have been for over 30 years. His mother married an American man, and that's why he lived in the United States, and that's when him and I met, and we fellowshipped continually since then. And now Brother Alan has moved back to the Philippines, and we're blessed to support our brother and the team around him in the Philippines. I can tell you this on a personal basis, that Brother Alan is a fervent disciple of Jesus and a consummate soul winner. The Bible says, he that is wise does what? He winneth souls. Proverbs 11, verse 30. So I don't often give updates because there's so much going on in the way of evangelism ministry here in Mexico, but Brother Alan keeps in touch, and he just informed me that recently a whole classroom of students and a teacher were saved at the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Philippines are very similar to Mexico. The people are so open, they're so fervent to receive the message of the gospel. They're hungry, they're not full of pride and arrogance like Americans in so many ways. So this is just one example of what God is doing, saints, in the Philippines through Brother Alan and those he labors with. And as the world, let us be reminded of people who desire to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I would ask us a rhetorical question. In light of this world that lies before us as a field white unto harvest, why do we continue to waste our time on people in America who are in rebellion, who are a gainsaying, rebellious generation? Jesus had some words of instruction for us concerning those who reject his gospel, including towns and regions that rejected him, Jesus Christ, that is, the gospel himself. And so he moved on to those who would receive him and did receive him. In fact, you'll see that as you read through the gospels. And remember, Jesus gave us this instruction. He said, "Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words," that would be the words of the gospel, "when ye depart out of that house or city," house or city, notice, "shake off," and that would include country, because city deals with a geographical location and the climate of the people. Somebody once said, don't go where you're tolerated, go where you are celebrated. And that would be obviously and only in the context that you are an ambassador for Christ as a born-again saint. 2 Corinthians 5, you are a disciple of Jesus. You carry his glorious gospel message. But to whom shall we give this message? We have limited time in this life. And so who is it that is most deserving to hear the glorious gospel of Christ? That's a question we should ask. In my estimation, we should also ask, is it time to shake off the dust and move on from the rebels in the 5I countries, the Western world, Great Britain, Canada, United States, Australia, and New Zealand? Isn't it time we move on from them? That's just a small percentage of the world, by the way, a very small percentage. Should we shake off the dust of our feet and go where there are hungry souls that humbly receive the message of Christ and his gospel, repent and receive him and not reject him? I say this with the backdrop of having done over 4 decades of street ministry in the United States and now been in Mexico over 2 years. Matthew 10, verse 14 and 15, "And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words," the words of the gospel that he sent us to preach, "when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Matthew 10, verse 14 and 15. And on that note, Sister Karen Cochran notes the following concerning the words of our Lord Jesus in Matthew 10, verse 14 and 15. According to what Jesus is teaching us here, if Christ's disciples discern the people are showing contempt for the gospel, they are to shake off the dust of their feet and move on, and consider those rejecting Christ as heathen. They will face God's everlasting judgment, and their punishment will be greater than what was inflicted on Sodom and Gomorrah, unquote, Sister Karen Cochran. And that is according to what Jesus told us right here in Matthew 10, verse 14 and 15, a passage I'd like to encourage you to become well or very familiar with. And remember, Jesus said that in the final days in which we now find ourselves living, saints, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Matthew 24, 14. And this gospel of the kingdom, we're preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, King Jesus and his domain. And that domain is found everywhere he is well received, in the individual and in the culture. John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received him, that's Jesus, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. That's you and I executing the preaching of the Great Commission gospel. We're executing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Great Commission mandate that he gave us. We're not going to church, camping out around a church, a so-called church curriculum, building, and program, wasting our one life in this world, our time, energy, and money, helping some man build his church empire. No, that's for counterfeits. It's time to shake that off, cut those bands, break off those chains and shackles, and lift your heart and your hands and your head to heaven and say, Jesus, here I am. Prepare, use, and send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. So Matthew 24, 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now that's what the remnant is busy doing, is disseminating, communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. They aren't camping out in little kumbaya corners, being corralled by the false teachers of our day, in which Jesus said there would be many, right there in Matthew 24, who false teachers who would arise and would deceive many. And anybody that's camped out around and spending all their time, energy, and money on some ridiculous local quote-unquote church, which is nothing more than an entertainment center, is wasting his life and his substance, and will be accountable before God for bidding Godspeed to, that would mean condoning or supporting in any way, a false teacher. 2 John verses 9 through 11, he's calling you and I to come out from among them and be ye separate. And those that are coming out from among them who have laid their hand to the plow of the work of Christ in this last hour, the Great Commission to make him known by the preaching of the gospel. Not inviting people to your stupid little church club. That was never what the apostles and disciples of the New Testament era did. No, they went into all the world as Jesus commanded, Mark 16, 15, and preached the gospel. They didn't say, oh, come to our nice little church where we have a great music program and a wonderful pastor who will tickle your ears and send you straight to hell. No, real disciples of Jesus are in the world engaging the populace with the preaching of the Word of God. That might be handing out tracts and telling people Jesus loved them and he proved it by dying on the cross for their sins, and he wants to save them. He wants to forgive all their sins, and then maybe giving a testimony of what he's done for you and in your life and saving you. They overcame him by the blood of a lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12, verse 11. How about Psalm 107:2? Let the redeemed redeemed of the Lord. Are you redeemed of the Lord? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You see, the Bible says that elders in the body of Christ are there for the equipping, the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, not to get them camped out around them and building their dreams so that they can live in a gated community and make more money than God has sanctioned for elders to make. 1 Timothy 5:17 and 18 limits the income of a true elder. And so what are you supporting? What is the fruit of your life? What impact are you having, my friend, on the world around us? The vast world around us, where eternal souls lie in the balance, hanging between heaven and hell, and longing to hear the gospel so that they can be forgiven and saved. Because everyone on the planet that is not saved understands that they have something missing in their life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you go preach to them, that hunger to know Him, that vast vacuum is going to be engaged. Notice Joel 3:14, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Eternal souls hang in the balance, saints, and their rescue, their salvation is contingent upon you and I doing what He said the remnant would be doing in the final days, and that would be preaching the gospel to the whole world. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 11, hell and destruction are before the Lord. That would be a picture of how God the Father and the Son at His right hand are seated in heaven, looking down upon this planet that He created to house temporarily His people, actually all of mankind. So hell and destruction are before the Lord. They're before the eyes of the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? This is a picture of how God longs to save the souls of all men. The Bible says He would not have any to perish, but that all should come to repentance. And how shall they hear without a preacher? 2 Peter 3:9, Romans 10, verse 14, Mark chapter 16, verse 15, He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, etc. And verse 20, and they went forth, that's the early church, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Mark chapter 16. Now, as we close, saints, remember you and I are blessed to stand with the ministers of the gospel here in Mexico, the team that God is building for His glory, and those in the Philippines with Brother Allen and his team who are leading folks to Jesus on a regular, daily, weekly basis. Also, there's a man I've seen on YouTube and we're trying to contact him. He's preaching the gospel in public here in Mexico in another large city full of lost souls. And we're going to ask him if he would like us to support him with Jesus tracks, supplying the Jesus tracks. That's why we need your support, my friend. And prayers for his fruitfulness, for the fruitfulness of the kingdom to prosper everywhere he goes and ministers the word. And we're letting him decide whether or not the Jesus track would be something he wants to incorporate in his outreach to the lost of Mexico. And so some of the Spanish guys we have tasked and asked to contact him to see if he would like for us to support him with prayer and the Jesus tracks. And friends, this is what is making the wheels roll, if you will. This is what is making all of this ministry possible, is your prayers and support. And remember Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Our little efforts are multiplied mightily by the divine power of God as we simply obey Him. And remember, parable of the talents. God is not going to make us ruler. He's not going to give us greater responsibility over more things and more kingdom operations until we're first faithful right where we are. Right where we are. We use what we have with the breath of life He's given us, with the salvation He's given us, with the hands and the feet and the money, the treasure and the time that he's given us. And he's going to continue to multiply it all the way till he comes. Everyone listening is welcome to pray for sure, and also to support. And it would be nice, I might add, that we could be blessed to send more to Alan. We give him a monthly gift to support the ministry and his life right there where God has put him and where he is being very fruitful and faithful to the Lord. And so it would be nice to double or give at least give more of what we're presently giving him. So thank you, saints, for the partnership in Christ. We are, as some call it, Team Jesus. We are fulfilling that mandate, that prophetic word Jesus gave in his message of the last days in Matthew 24. And we'll end with Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.